You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Is Astaire with Melt, and in the studio we have Astaire herself. Morena, how are you?
Morena, I'm good, thank you.
We were just chatting about you've returned from London, which is where you've been living, and not so bad on the jet lag because you're pretty nocturnal over there, is that right?
Yeah, exactly. So I've just kind of like been living the New Zealand time.
Anyway?
Yeah, anyway.
How's it being home? It must be quite nice to get a bit of sunshine.
Oh, it's so good to be getting vitamin D.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, yeah, very depleted of it.
Just walking around with your hands out.
Totally. It's so nice. Yeah.
And you're going to be really getting a good dose of it this weekend because it's Splore and you're going to be playing on Friday, which is really awesome.
Yes.
One of the loveliest festivals on, you know, the beach, literally on the beach. You cannot ask for more.
I know. It's so beautiful. I'm so excited to be playing at Splore.
It feels like this EP, Market a Peak, has had a life that's lived in kind of a lot of different zones and spaces because it was a lockdown type of a project for you. You've obviously been overseas for a while and now kind of finally getting to live it in these festival contexts must be quite an interesting thing to play out. How are you feeling about that?
Yeah, for sure. I love like this EP, performing this EP in particular. It's been really special because I did the show, the one that I developed for it with Kayla Page and Ethan Hicker, who are both dancers and choreographers, and being able to do that show again for this weekend at Splore.
So it's special.
And it's just such a fun thing to perform.
What does it actually kind of look like? Because having that kind of group of creatives work on a project is slightly different than just rocking up, plugging in your amps and getting ready to go, you know?
It's so different. So Kayla, I worked with for World of Verbal Arts, and she's like amazing at choreography and doing kind of like shapes on stage. Wow. And like seeing people as like a whole unit,
as
a whole entity. So like the show itself, like when we were rehearsing it, I couldn't kind of understand like what it was looking like until I saw it filmed. Mm. And it was like full kind of shapes and like a whole layout with bodies.
That's such a cool thing, especially when you're in it as well, and you sort of know where your little part of that bigger image sits, and then getting the zoomed out version that your audiences see.
Yeah, totally. I love dance and music combined. That's totally my vibe at the moment. So,
what were the conversations you were having when you were talking about that vision and bringing what the, you know, I guess some of those through lines and ideas from the EP into the actual space of like the physical dance kind of realm? What were the conversations you were having?
We talked a lot about themes, and I think both Kayla and I are quite conceptual, and so we talked about the deeper meanings of the songs and kind of finding ways to like portray that. So for example, like the song Melt, which you just played, the kind of that idea of like love and passion, and finding ways to kind of bring that onto the stage. In the visual way.
It's a nice thing to find people who get the kind of visual idea of the like oral world you've been creating. It must be pretty special to then see how audiences have responded to that, particularly in a festival setting. There's such a like carnival atmosphere almost, particularly at Splore as well.
Yeah.
What are you most looking forward to this weekend?
I'm most looking forward to, I think, doing this show with Ethan and Kayla. And so I'll just say that we are playing on the Naked Eye stage at 9:30 p.m. right after Green Tea Ping.
Oh,
so
cool.
So I'm also stoked because I'm hoping that I can catch, because that's one of the things I'm really looking forward to as well, seeing like part of Green Tea Ping set. So I'm going to catch the start of hers and then run to my stage. And
that's so good.
And do our show. Those two things. But there are so many people on the lineup also that I'm really, really excited to see. Like, you know, I'm excited to see the some of the international acts and like a lot of the local acts as well.
It's really awesome, like the range of sounds at Splore is always really broad reaching, but there's this I guess like shared sense of some of the like ideas and vibes that people have been perhaps like working on. I'm so excited to see Sampha. I think that's such a spectacular headliner.
It's
to have there.
Amazing.
One of those artists who just is worth the wait between records, you know. It's always going to be amazing, and it's always going to be like something pretty special. So definitely something to have on people's lists for sure, I would say. You're also going to be touring around other parts of the country too. Takaka, Nelson and Wellies have still got shows coming up over the next couple of weeks.
Yes. So I've got like some club shows coming up after Splore. So I've got I've got Takaka first on the 29th, and then Nelson on the 1st of March, and Wellington on the 2nd of March.
Oh, it's nice to come home and just play a bunch of good gigs, I reckon.
Yes, totally. Yeah. And I'm excited for these shows as well, because they're going to be different from the Splore set. I'm going to be working with Carly Gill from Kijikalu.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and so she's going to be playing percussion and
awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be really fun.
Oh, so you're getting to do two whole different show experiences while you're here. That's really special.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. And sorry, last thing, I'm also DJing at Splore. So
What time are you DJing?
At 3 p.m. On the Crystal Palace stage. So
Saturday or
Friday? Yeah,
sweet.
So definitely for people to come. I've been like trying to do lots of like remixes and mashups.
Sweet.
That's
exciting.
Oh,
I can't wait. It's going to be really fun. Everybody, get yourself a ticket if you haven't already. I think there's a handful left. You don't want to sleep on that though. I think it's that time of year where everyone's like, maybe I'll go to this thing, maybe I'll go to that thing. Just go. You're not going to regret it. You can have a really, really good time. Come to Taipapakanga Park this weekend for Splore, and then tickets and details for your other tour dates, if anyone is listening from Takaka or Nelson or Wellies, up on your website as well. Instead, it's always lovely to have you in the studio. We will see you again soon, and we're going to listen to Oh Well right now. Catch you on Friday at Splore.
Brilliant. Thanks for having me.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.